Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni 24, Pretoria 26, Mahikeng 29 degrees. We start in Mpumalanga, where six people have been killed in a shooting at a tavern in Pienaar, just outside Mbombela. The exact motive for the shooting is unknown at this stage. Here's the police's Donald Manuli.
Six people were fatally shot at the scene. An unconfirmed number of victims have been taken to hospital, and we hear that they are in a critical condition. No arrest for now. We are still looking for the suspects and also the circumstances of on how they were shot.
ANC Deputy Secretary General Nomvulo Mokonyane believes the party needs to use the Government of National Unity to hold the DA-run Western Cape government accountable. The party is in Cape Town to mark its 113th anniversary. Mokonyane says residents of the mother city have complained about a lack of service delivery.
If you look at Kwalanga, the collapse, just people say rubbish is never collected, and They've just given in. It's a hopeless situation. So our coming in here is that we must also use this GNU to hold each other accountable.
Eskom says it saved 16 billion rand in diesel spending. It's also gone 289 consecutive days without implementing load shedding since the 26th of March last year. It adds that its energy availability factor improved significantly from an average of 54% to 56% over the past week. The family of the late former education minister, Professor Sibu Siso Bengu, has spoken of his wisdom and efforts to ensure equality following the dawn of democracy. Bengu passed away last week at the age of 90. He was the first education minister post-apartheid and also served as the country's ambassador to Germany. His daughter Tandeka says they'll always remember his teachings.
We are deeply grateful for the many lessons that Dad taught us. Most importantly, how he led by example. He was an amazing teacher, an exemplary leader. He was just an amazing dad.
Bengu was laid to rest yesterday. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered an independent investigation into what's caused some hydrants to lose water pressure in the midst of multiple wildfires in Los Angeles. The death toll from those fires has now risen to 11, with over 10,000 structures destroyed and thousands of people having fled their homes. And photographs have captured the moments after a baby girl was born on a packed migrant dinghy heading from Morocco to Canary Islands. The boat's 60 passengers were rescued by a Spanish Coast Guard ship. The mother and baby were taken to hospital for medical checks. Once discharged, they will be moved to a humanitarian centre for migrants. I'm Chanel Sotemanet, very witness. The eer 6 mense is doet in Skitterij by Taverne in Pienaar net buiten Mbombela in Mpumalanga.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Baby, you're a firework.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You love.
You're too sweet for me.
Like this.
Truth is bulletproof, there's no fooling you. I don't dress the same. Me and you, you say I was yesterday. Have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts. I'm going way too far. Be young.